Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for May 1st, 2024. So we had mortgage rates go up a little bit yesterday. What's going on? Well, it is all inflation and the Fed, and today is when everything comes to fruition. What do we have today? Well, we have the Federal Reserve meeting today, and they're coming out and telling us exactly what they're going to do at 2 o'clock. So we're going to have a live event to go over this and the repercussions and what happens once they make this, you know, basically tell us what in the heck they're going to do. But last night, I finally saw a post or earnings report that came in, and I'm like, this isn't good news. And you guys know me, I'm usually an optimistic. But if you go into this, Starbucks missed on their earnings. And Yum Brands also, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pepsi, and they missed on their earnings as well. That's starting to freak me out. Why? Well, everybody goes to Starbucks. You can go from teenagers to my mother who goes to Starbucks and gets her coffee there, and she's 80-something years old. So everybody goes to Starbucks, and who doesn't like Pepsi, Taco Bell, and all those others? So their earnings are starting to really come back down. That's what's surprising me right now, and actually has me a little bit concerned, as well as Jamie Dimon. Now, Jamie Dimon is the grand poobah. He's the CEO and president of the country's largest bank. He came out yesterday, and this is another thing I almost posted a special alert on. He came out yesterday and said his biggest concerns in this market right now are what? They are geopolitical. Yes, I agree with that one. There are inflationary struggles. Yes, there is. And there is the impending U.S. debt crisis that continues to go unnoticed. Well, it doesn't go unnoticed on this channel because I post this all the time with the national debt's doing. Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. But here's the thing that drives me nuts. What did the administration do once again? Well, right through here. And this is headline news, folks. You have the Biden administration forgave $6.1 billion for who? Well, people that went to the Art Institute. Well, maybe you should sue the Art Institute because they didn't provide what they would actually the people paid for, I guess. But to put $6.1 billion and add that to this, it's not a good deal. And even Jamie Dimon, like I said, the president of the biggest CEO, here it is, the CEO of the biggest bank in the whole country is telling us our national debt is out of control, and then you still have the administration just giving money away. So that's one of the biggest culprits we have right now. So if you kind of tie this together, what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing the national debt explode. We're seeing the government kind of go out there and forgive things and give free money away to not only the people here, but people all over the country. That's not helping inflation. So you guys might say, Dan, why are you such a jerk when it comes to student loan payments? Well, one, you went to school, you signed on the dotted line, and you should pay, okay? But the other thing is $6.1 billion. Those are payments that people would have otherwise made to their loans, which they took out these loans. But they don't pay those, so what are they going to do? They're going to keep buying stuff. Okay, and buying. So the Federal Reserve is trying to tighten everything to say, okay, we need to bring down inflation. Then you have the administration on the other side forgiving things and giving money away. So I know I get a lot of grief from people saying, Dan, you know, like yesterday I had a $20 an hour minimum wage in California. People are saying, Dan, okay, you can't live on $20 an hour, you know, in this position. You shouldn't be able to. These jobs are for starter jobs. Remember in part-time jobs, especially fast foods, when I was a kid, well, kids did that. It was your first kind of job that you needed to go to on a daily basis, be responsible, do the duties, and then work your way up the food chain. It wasn't to go to McDonald's and be a cashier forever at minimum wage. So that's my take on this. I wonder what's good for you guys. So evolve your careers throughout. Don't be satisfied with a cashier job at McDonald's, okay? Because it was never created to put a family of, you know, three or four basically to live comfortably. That is why it's called minimum wage. And most of the time it was for kids to take on those positions. So based on this information, that's my rant and rave for today. We see the bond markets. And this is the disconnect that I'm still seeing in the markets. But right now we have really no news out. We have a couple things out. We have the, if you go through here, we have, let's see, construction spending is basically, it was right in line. But the I want to see the employment numbers. Where are they? The ADP job numbers right through here. Now, ADP, these job numbers are usually not very good. Last time they came out, they said it was 184,000. Well, they revised it to 208. This time they expected to come in 175. It came in at 192. What's this revision going to come in at? I don't know. But that's basically the only really culprit that we have today in the market. So I don't know if people are just jockeying for position right through here in the MBSs because it got hammered yesterday. But that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. So I'm not going to anticipate what the Federal Reserve is going to do. I want you guys to join us this afternoon to learn and realize this basically live. Once the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do, we're going to go live and explain it to you, the repercussions, the good, the bad, and the ugly behind all of this. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. What I am, who I am, I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I'm a loan officer, mortgage broker. If you're out there, you're looking to buy a house in today's market. Now, real estate is still a long-term investment goal. Even when I have the crash people on my videos and so forth, they will basically come down and say, yes, real estate is the number one wealth builder in our country. And it's still, if you do it right, you can still, you know, accomplish all your financial goals with real estate. So if that's your goal, you're looking to buy your first house right now, or maybe your first investment property, I'd love to help. Okay, how do you reach out to us? Well, there's an apply now button right up through there. But you might say, Dan, I have the money to make the payments. I have great credit. I just don't have any money for the down payment. Well, we got a tool for you. It's a brand new tool we just put up there recently. It's called the Grant. You go up there, you click it. We have three amazing grant programs we're offering right now, all the way up to $7,500. And it's basically forgivable. You walk out of the closing, there's no repercussions. So check out the Grant Finder to see if you qualify for any of the grants. Otherwise, if you'd like to reach out to us to see, you know, just kick the tires maybe. Can you buy a house in today's market? Well, we can actually educate you on that and help you navigate that whole scenario. How you do that is go to our website. You can give us a call right up through there, or you can email me directly right over there. So don't forget, guys, we're going to be live today at 2:30 Central Time. Please join us. We're going to talk about what the Federal Reserve did and the immediate repercussions in the markets right after. God bless. See you then. Bye-bye.